Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This week we're discussing whether we would let our partner do what Justin Bieber's been up to this week.
Why Adele had to stop her concert halfway through.
And we're getting into the brand new season of Celebs Go Dating.
We're revealing our opinions on Lottie Moss.
Should Chloe Barris be speaking about her breakup?
And when will Adam Collard retire from reality TV?
When?
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Pop Off, and summer is over.
As soon as like Carnival is done, it's time to, I do the same thing every year. I put on Netflix and I watch Atypical and I eat cheese and toast.
I don't know what Atypical is.
Oh, it's like a show. It's like about this like autistic boy and like the family, and it's just like in America. It's a bit like cheesy, but it's funny and it's right. Good. Yeah.
I mean, and usually I have a run of like three of my best friend's birthday at the end of September. Mm. So I usually count that as my end of summer. But this ever, like Tuesday when, I mean, you guys are listening to this if you listen to it on the day on the Thursday. It's giving winter today. I had a coat on last night. It got.
I mean,
dark.
You are dramatic. Though.
Last night it got dark at 8 p.m.
It
I had like a Nando's, and then I went back and like got into bed early and read a book. Like It was just giving winter. It was giving Christmas.
It's giving literature.
I'm so excited for Christmas.
Christmas, really?
Well, I didn't really. I'm usually quite a Christmas person, and last year I literally did nothing Christmassy at all. So this year I'm gonna go like ham.
Oh, I'm gonna be in a hot country again. Well, that's a bad thing, but yeah. Like, it was weird because when I was away in New Zealand last year, obviously it was hot there for Christmas, and like, it is nice, but like, I came back and I was like, right, when's Christmas?
Because like, because then you just get the coldness of like the back end.
Yeah, and it's like the I think for me the whole thing that really makes Christmas is like cold weather, the lights, getting dark early,
yeah,
etc, etc,
and then the depressing
not
part
fucking
comes
festivals
after Christmas. So then if you miss the whole, but at least you've had Christmas, but so then if you miss the whole cold like
exactly.
Cuteness of Christmas, and then you just come back to dark and cold.
No facts.
It's depressing as hell.
It is, yeah.
Anyway, before we get on that, last moments of summer, I went to Lost Village.
Yeah, I did. I went to Lost Village over the weekend. It was so good. If you guys are into house, I met, this was the first place that people came up to me about the podcast as well, which is really,
really
nice.
Bop.
Yeah, so if I saw you at the festival, hey, it was...
When I went to Gala, actually, quite a few people came up to me.
Really?
Yeah,
love
something
that.
About festival. Oh, which is because Sony Festival is listening.
Yeah. I love that. Maybe we should start talking about festivals more. I mean, we fucking do.
Yeah. That's what we speak about.
Yeah,
was Lost Village your favourite festival of the year?
I would say in terms of like the production and the way it was set up, 100%. But... the music was definitely air, but because so my other top one was Afro Nation.
Oh yeah,
because
yeah,
that cool. Is like me, like music,
yeah. And it's
weather
abroad.
Exactly,
like,
it's on the beach, but there's only two stages. Lost Village has about seven.
Yeah, I feel. I mean, I've never been to a festival abroad, but I mean, I went to fucking Tomorrowland Winter.
Oh yeah, we did. Yeah.
I feel like enough time has passed now where I can actually badmouth it. It was shit.
Did you? Oh yeah, you didn't like it, did
well,
you?
Well, I didn't mind it. I just, sorry, I'm getting off topic. But what I was saying was I was never been to a festival abroad, but I can, well, I mean in the summer, but I can imagine like it's the combination of an excitement for a festival and excitement
and
for a holiday.
Exactly.
So it's like you're on a flight excited, you're pre-drinking on a flight, then you're like, and that would...
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's definitely yeah. It. And away with all your friends as well. This was good. Obviously... when you go away and when it's you're going away in the UK, you have to expect shit weather, especially the weather that we've been having.
Yeah.
Investing in that TP was probably the best thing I've ever fucking done.
Oh yeah, you glammed.
Yeah, I glammed. It was honestly like I've been camping. Like I used to go camping every year as a kid from about 3 until about 12, 13. And I've done my time. I'm 24, going nearly 25 now, and it's like I'm not staying in a two-man tent with my big New Zealand boyfriend. There's no chance. Because, like, where it was raining, I was thinking, where the hell is everyone drying off? Like,
yeah.
There's nowhere
they're
to
not.
Dry off. There isn't. Yeah, they're
they
not.
Just
they're just
stink.
Damp. Yeah, that was probably the only time they kind of got a bit washed as well. Because, like, I saw some girl. She hadn't showered in, like, 3 days. Yeah, man. But it was really, really good. And then obviously we had Carnival.
Carnival. Yeah. I mean, I really enjoyed it, but I didn't do much. I always find that like I just end up like I'm really bad at like actually going to like the stages and stuff. Mm. Like I just end up walking for so long and then I bump into someone I know and then I'm still chatting for ages. And then I just went to the Deviation stage, which is like, I feel like the main stage that everyone goes to.
Mm-hmm. Was it really packed?
It wasn't that packed. I don't even know if it's the main stage.
Oh, yeah, you're
that
on
everyone,
Sunday.
Yeah, I also only went on Sunday, but I don't know if it's like the, I say it's the main stage. It's like the main stage in terms of like me and my friends. Mm. So that's just the world I live in. So, like, I know it's not the actual main stage, but like, all my friends are always like, oh, I'll probably see what Deviation stage.
Oh, okay.
But the music's so good though.
It's a, what music is it?
It's just like good music and it's like remixes.
Oh, great.
and it's just, yeah. I had fun, but I felt like I was there for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
The day went so quick.
It always happens. I thought the weather was so good. Did it rain on Sunday?
No.
Oh, yeah. The weather was so good on Monday.
Yeah, it was good. It was like not too hot as well, because there has been years where, when in 2018, it was pouring. Mm. I remember I was sodden and it was really embarrassing. I have this like core memory in my head that I was walking down the steps back down to the tubes and it was soaking and I slipped on the steps and went flying down and everybody went, oh
no.
It was so embarrassing. I was like 18. I was like holding back.
This is the first year. So usually every single year, I do not fucking know West London. Like my cousin's ex-boyfriend is from there. She's not even from London. Well, she used to live here. But anyways, she knows West London well. So she knows like, okay, cool. If you get off here, like you walk that way, we're here. We're going to be here. We know the next stop, blah, 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 blah. I do not know anything about West London at all. I know the bridge where Westbourne Park is. I know Portobello Road Market and that's about fucking it. But we got off at, this was the first year where I didn't have someone like taking me around.
Right.
Which usually is my cousin or someone. So I was in charge and I was in charge of people that had never been to Carnival as well. Right. So my boyfriend and all his friends. And we had the fucking best time. We got off at Holland Park and then we walked down a bit, had a little dancey dance, do a little bit of soca, whatever. And then we turned off to the side, got some food. And then we went to that Rampage stage. It was packed.
Oh, yeah.
But then we went to another stage, which was so sick. And yeah, I just had the fucking best time. I mean, my boyfriend was like, oh, I wanted to go to the I'm a Beyonce stage. He's like, babe, when you're at least hearing a bit of decent music, first of all, we're not there for fucking African music, it's Carnival. When you're hearing decent music, you have to immerse yourself in it because you can't just go, it's not a festival. You can't just walk off, waddle somewhere else. No. When you hear something good, you fucking vibes of it and like you stay there. Because when you start moving around and you're like, oh, I want to go somewhere else, it's long. Like, you're never going to be able to find something that's good. I'll never find that.
Yeah. Also, I feel like it's like the kind of place where you go and it's like, it's, I mean, it's like you listen to it, but it's not fully about the music. Like, it's not like, oh, I want to go over here and listen to this. Like, it's like you just sort of go and like go with the vibes. Like, I don't think any single year I've ever gone, I've like gone with like a structural plan. Like, I'm going to like get off here and walk to here and do, like, mm-mm. I just get off and just see what happens.
I did download that app, the
Trippin app.
It kind of works. It actually kind of did, yeah.
It didn't work for me.
Oh, didn't it?
No offense.
Fix that next year.
Please. I actually didn't even not have service, though.
My service is okay.
It just was towards the end I lost service.
And this is the thing, yeah. My boyfriend thinks that I just, like, wander off. Like, I went to the toilet, right, inside of this woman's house.
Why? Everybody kept being like, I paid this amount for... There was literally public toilets, which the queue was about 5 minutes max. I never queued. I mean, also, again, I went on Sunday. It was less busy on Sunday. But I didn't queue for longer than 5 minutes. And I think I went to the toilet like 8 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Weak bladder. No, but basically, I went into this woman's house and then she was like... And then, like, she was like, oh, like, obviously I would have to pay £5. It used to be £2, like, a few years ago, but now £5.
I saw on Twitter, it was £3 for the toilets, but £5 for queue jump. It was...
Really? I am fucking dead. And, yeah, she was like, oh, like, you don't have to pay if, like, you can just model my clothes quick. So I spent, like, 10 minutes in there just, like, I put on, like, it was, like, some PVC, like,
what
skirt. She sent me the pictures yesterday.
Were they good pics?
They're actually not that bad considering how fucked I was. Like, I mean, this is like a 40-year-old woman, so you can imagine, like, the angles aren't doing it. Right. But it's fine, it's whatever. But yeah, like, I got caught up in there doing stupid shit for ages.
We just mentioned weak bladder. I actually had a thought this week, which leads me into this. Is breaking the seal a real thing? Like, is it an actual scientific thing, or is it just like a mind trick thing? Because I'm like, why is it... people say you break the seal when you're drinking alcohol, but like, is the seal not there when you're drinking non-alcoholic drinks?
No, but you're not drinking as much when you're drinking non-alcoholic drinks. I think that's why.
But I drink like 8 Diet Cokes a day. I would drink 8 drinks
on a night. Oh, it's not true. After you started drinking won't make you have to go anymore or less.
And you, it's a mental thing.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, because people kept saying it to me and then it kept happening. But then people stopped saying it and then I was like, it was bitch, I'm going to pee when it's full.
It was such a thing when you were like 18, 19. Yeah. It was like, don't break the seal. And I would like force myself to hold in a piss for like 2 hours. Like as if like that was going to do anything. And oh my God, the worst was like when you used to go to like clubs and the queue was so long. I have this one friend who... she literally has the world's weakest bladder, and like she would cry in club queues if we were like in it for 20 minutes because she needed to pee so bad.
Really?
Yeah.
What club are you going to?
It's like back in like when I was like 18 or whatever, like in the queue for like XOY or like.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I was like, if I ever was to go back to any of those clubs, like, am I going to go in and be like, whoa, everyone is so young in here?
Probably.
I can't remember the last time I went clubbing.
Yeah, I do not go clubbing.
Like, I've gone to like events, or I've gone to like a night where like I know someone DJing.
Yeah,
but I can't remember the last time I've like got ready to like go.
Girls, let's go to the club.
Yeah, or like, oh, should we go out this going out this Friday is going to like a pub or a bar. Like, whereas when I was younger, like, oh, should we go out this Friday? It was like you would get ready to pre-drink and go to a club.
Do you know what's so annoying about London though? Is this like all or nothing? I think how I grew up, I had no choice but to just go to libertine. Like, you would not catch me in like a tourist, like, because I feel like every other club is a tourist club.
Yeah, or like they're a bit student-y.
Yeah, or student-y.
Like XOYO and like Egg London. Yeah,
oh my God.
Like
Egg.
They're like they're
demonic
not
nights,
they're not like necessarily like touristy. It's like Tiger.
Yeah, but I just find anything with like non-Londoners.
Yeah, that's probably like that. But I feel like they're more studenty than touristy. Mm. Whereas I feel like touristy is like the ones in like Covent Garden, like Tiger. I remember I went on my first ever night out was in the now defunct district.
Now,
like doesn't exist anymore. District.
Oh,
it's renamed to.
Oh,
I want to say Opium. I don't even know if that's how long it. District. It was District in 2016, 2017.
Oh.
It was DSTRKT.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Now defunct district.
Yeah.
I thought that was the whole place.
And then it got changed to Opium in 2019, I want to say. I don't even know if it's still Opium. It could be something else now. I've not been to those type of Mayfair clubs in so long, so I'm still out the loop. But and my friend's drink got spiked and we swapped drinks.
Oh no.
And it was 2 nights before my prom. And I couldn't drink at my prom because I still felt sick.
Really?
Yeah, so I had a sober prom.
Oh, I didn't even have prom. I think it was banned.
Why were you banned?
Because I was just a cunt. That's why.
I went to the cinema.
Oh yes, please tell us about this. This is so funny.
I went to the cinema and bowling. I had such a jam-packed weekend. I went bowling, to the cinema, to Notting Hill Carnival, to a car boot sale.
You went to a car boot?
Yeah, I went to, what else did I do? I did more stuff I just can't think of off the top of my head. Went shopping in Shoreditch. I did so much.
I went shopping in Shoreditch actually the other day. I actually got some okay stuff, but like, can you give your top?
Oh no, I was about to say, but then I was walking around Kabu and I was like, I can't fucking find anything. Like literally all of this is just shit. And my boyfriend was like, no, like it's like, I'm like, what? Like nothing's good anymore. Like no clothes are good anymore. And he's like, no, your taste level's just gone like higher.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like things that you would, the things that you bought 2 years ago are still there, but you just wouldn't buy them anymore because your taste level's higher. And I was like, that's kind of true. But I literally can't find, I haven't bought anything in so long. So can't find anything that like I need or like.
My taste level, I agree, is higher, but yeah, I do have more money now, but do I want to spend that money on the clothes? Like, I'm trying to find my, like, I'm just like,
also Depop is just actual shit nowadays. All those kind of things are just so much better for girls and guys, because it's like, what, like,
oh, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? Like girls have like, but like obviously, like, I'm not specifically saying girls and guys, like gender is, what the fuck am I saying? I mean, like, girls have just have more options. Like, there's more buzzwords.
Yeah. There's
There's more, like, specific.
We're more creative.
Or, like, I feel like in terms of gender conformity in fashion, the female type of clothing can be more expressive.
Of course.
Yeah.
if you were to put like men's stuff into like, it would be like, if it was a shape, it would be a square. Ours would be like a star.
Yeah.
It's just got something more to no? Okay.
Anyway, I went to watch Theatre Camp in the cinema. It's really good. Everybody should go watch it. It's a mix between The Office US and Nativity. It's basically about a bunch of kids who go to a theatre camp, and it's like a mockumentary, and it's filmed in like a documentary style, and it's really funny, and I kept laughing, and everyone in the cinema was turning around. And you know what? I'm going to go to the cinema more. I always say that,
but I always fall asleep at the cinema.
I've been to the cinema twice this year. The first time since about 2018 anyway. I went to watch... Wait, was Rye Lane this year? Was that last year?
I still haven't watched that.
Not the face of Peckham, not even watching it.
Yeah, because I am Rye Lane.
Also, before we forget, we want to hear your guys' dilemmas, your problems, your issues, anything that you need help with, advice with, anything that you think our wisdom, expertise could, you know, guide you through life. Yes. We're going to do a very special episode where we respond to all of your dilemmas and problems. So
if you want good or bad advice,
yeah, we're not promising that we're going to be experts on this.
Yeah, it may not be the best, but we'll give you everything we can.
Either DM me, DM Isla, DM the pop-off account, anything you want. We will find it, trust us. Give us your worst,
and we're trusting you to give us some good dilemmas.
SZA dropped her brand new music video to Snooze this week. And if you haven't watched it, it's... SZA's music video concepts are always quite like chilled and laid back. Like they're nothing like crazy. So this concept was basically like she had a bunch of different boyfriends or male love interests.
Mood.
Who were just like... The concept was just like them being cute and good looking. Yeah. But one of their love interests, which took everybody by surprise, was actually none other than Justin Bieber. It made me really fancy Justin Bieber again.
Did you? Were you like a believer?
Yeah. Well, I had a Justin Bieber Twitter fan page in like 2011. And then like, I only really had a fan page because my best friend was like actually like die hard, like would cry over him, obsessed. So I just kind of went along with it because she did. And then when I got to like, the age of 13, I was like, this is really lame. Mm. So I kind of ditched her.
But she was lame or that was lame?
Kind of. I was a fan around, but then I was still a fan around like Journals.
Okay.
And then I kind of dropped
Journals.
His album Journals.
Oh. I thought you meant you were a fan of Journaling. No.
Journals is like okay. Yeah, like that era of him.
Right. Fair.
Isn't that not
what people call his black era?
His light skin
era, that's it.
But there's just like when it comes to male celebrities, I physically cannot. There is not a single part of me that can like get any emotion out of me other than like, oh yeah, I like them. Like that is the absolute most you're gonna get out of me for a male celebrity is, oh, I like them.
No, come on.
Other than, unless it's like on a, like a physical level, like I'm like, oh my God, they're so unreal.
Oh, but so like, what do you mean then?
Like, there is a plethora of female artists who I'm like, I fucking love them.
The most
you're going to get on me with a male artist is, oh, I like them. Like, oh, I like their music. Like, and that's like Drake. Like, I like Drake's music.
Yeah, but not like, whoa.
Like, I'm not paying for
especially
a male.
Especially after the conversations that we've been having recently.
I would pay for a Drake ticket, actually. But just so I can see him once. Because
oh, have you not seen it?
I've never seen Drake live. And it would have to be like a greatest hits tour. Like I'm not going to a new album because I'm like, I need to hear things like One Dance and Controller. Yeah. Like,
wait, those are your songs?
He would just like, do you know what I would really like to see? A Drake x Rihanna tour, like a versus tour.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like in the middle they come on and they can do like Take Care and like Work, but like either side it's like one part Drake and then in the middle they come on and do that and then it finishes with Rihanna.
That'd
be a really good tour. But like Drake is like the most like you're gonna get on me with a male celeb. Like Harry Styles, like, oh, I like him, like I like that he like pushes the boundaries a bit and he's got like some like okay songs. Do I love him? No.
Oh, yeah.
Justin Bieber, like, oh, yeah, like, I like some of his old stuff.
I'm trying to think because I get so hyper-obsessed with people and then I'm just like, oh, no, I don't really give a fuck. But right now, there's no one that I'm like, I would literally die to see you, like, perform. There is... And actually, no, there isn't. Actually, the only thing for me at the moment is just DJs. Like, put me at I'm a Piano Set. And, like, when I say, it just, like... it honestly, like, it gives me goosebumps thinking about it because I just love it so much.
Really?
Yes. Like, I just, it's just a, like, yeah. It's just a beat because for me, music is less about
the words.
Yeah. It's more about, like, the flow and, like, how it literally sounds, if that makes sense. So that's why I like a song or, like, something like that. But if I'm for, like, a thingy, like, a album, I'm not like, oh, my God, yes.
I get what you mean. Yeah. Anyway, what were we saying? Oh, yeah, Justin Bieber. We were saying, like, we went so off track there. But yeah, SZA and Justin Bieber, they played Love Interest. I'm not being funny. If I was fucking Hailey Bieber, there would be having to be words. Just because...
Wait, what do you mean?
He played that too well.
That's his job, though.
Like, but he's not an actor.
No, but as in, like
you
that,
shouldn't be able to act.
No, but that is just how him.
That's not your profession.
Babe, come on, that is actually Justin Bieber, though. If you actually deep here, like, he is actually that just, he's just that sexy. I feel like he would have to try more to not be like that.
There was one clip where
when he's sitting back
on the quad bike. Yes. And I was like, whoa. Okay, but also, like, can you fucking blame him? She looked unreal in that video. Apart from though, I had one piece of beef with that video, and it was the scene where there was a really weird scene where, like, it wasn't actually weird, it was actually kind of like fun, the robot scene where, like, she went over to the robot and, like, the robot was coming closer. Her outfit in that video is the only beef I have with that video.
Oh, I didn't get that far. As soon as I got to the tractor bit, I was like, yeah, that's enough.
But I watched it with some friends, and my friends were like, Hailey Bieber was definitely on set, and I was like, I don't think she was. Like, everybody was like, Hailey Bieber was on set, like vetoing this, and I was like, I don't know.
That
I don't think Hailey Bieber has that power in that relationship.
Do you really think not?
I think if Justin Bieber was like, I genuinely wouldn't be surprised if she didn't even know. Like, he came home and she was like, "What have you done this week?" And he was like, "Oh, I was in SZA's music video." And she was like, "Oh, like, how was it?" Like,
really?
I don't think she has that kind of power. Mm. And have you seen those pictures this week? Or she, like, launched something new with Rose.
Oh, when she was,
like,
in the red.
And she was wearing that red Vivienne Westwood set, and she, or not set, dress. And he was there in, like, joggers.
Yeah, but is she, are they going to the same place?
Yeah, they were going to, like, her launch party for Rode. And he was, like, wearing, like, joggers and Crocs, and she was in this, like...
Yeah, the Crocs are cool, though. It's made me want to get yellow Crocs.
And she was in this, like, gorgeous vintage Vivienne Westwood, like, red mini dress. And it was, like, everybody was like, wow, the only one time Hailey Bieber has even, like...
Really pulled him,
like, half close to a serve, and he's there and ruining all the pictures.
Do you think they do it on purpose? Yes.
What, they're, like, not dressing up? No. Well, I don't think they do it on purpose in terms of, like, to get a reaction. I think they, like, she just doesn't really care. Like, she's not fazed if he dresses up. And also, I feel like, no, like, she's probably at the point where she's just like, I'm going to get hate either fucking way, like, I don't care. Because everybody's so mean to her.
I know. I like her. She's cool. She actually, Rode is actually, I'll vouch for Rode.
Like, is it, the products are actually good.
Products are fucking sick. Really? That lip peptide shit is the best stuff I've ever put on my lips in my life.
What does peptide mean?
Fuck knows. Apparently it's good. Would you let your boyfriend do that? I would. My boyfriend was dancing with his friend the other day.
What, like?
Yeah, he picked her up.
And?
It's calm. Like, I think if her, if SZA is like...
Oh,
do you know what I mean in terms of that? Like, say SZA and, like, Justin Bieber are, like, best friends from time. Like, I don't think it's an issue.
Yeah, I would probably, to be honest. I don't think it's that deep. I think it would definitely get me feeling a type of... I can't decide if it would. I can't decide if I would be, like, watching it pissed off. But I don't think I would.
Must be like, oh god, my man looks fucking sexy.
I think also, but if, I'm imagining it in, like, a straight way, which obviously I wouldn't be pissed off about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, but no, but you have to put.
But also,
in your...
like, Justin Bieber wasn't that. Now I think about it, he wasn't like that.
He didn't touch her.
Yeah.
Did he?
No, they did touch. He like got into bed and was like,
oh,
yeah,
naughty. I just think, like, I think, but that's the maddest thing. Like, I think the bit where they're not even touching is, like, probably, like, the fucking most horniest thing ever.
I think also what pissed me off is that, like, how good SZA looked.
Yeah.
That's what would piss me off.
She looks damn insane. Mm. And also, this sounds, like, it doesn't sound dumb. Like, I feel like as a girl, like, where she's got a completely different body shape to Hailey Bieber,
right,
as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But there's rumours that he's going to be on the remix, and that's why he was in the video.
Well, yeah, I accidentally clicked on another video, music video and it was like him singing snooze. It's okay. He just sounds like how you'd expect Justin Bieber to sound. I don't think I feel like Justin Bieber's just predictable now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I can't comment as this. I don't keep up with male celebrities. I couldn't tell you what Justin Bieber, I have not given a thought to since that song. Like, I got my bitches out in Georgia. Oh, there
she is. Oh, yeah.
That is literally, when was that? Like, lockdown?
That's actually a banger though.
Like, that was lockdown. Like, that was genuinely the last time I heard of Justin. I don't follow any male celebrities on Instagram. I don't follow any, like, I just do not care about them. Like, they just, I don't know. I don't care. Fuck Justin Bieber. No joking.
Oh my God, right?
I actually love the song Favorite Girl by Justin Bieber. It's one of my favorite songs
How's
in the world.
How's it going? So, Adele has a residency in Las Vegas. The only people that I see going there because it is in Las Vegas are like rich American people. Apparently the tickets go up to 10K is what you said, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I read on... again, I'm using my fact sources as Twitter, so don't fucking trust... Don't trust anything you hear on this podcast. Mm-hmm. Like, we make up half of what we say.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure like front row tickets are like $10K.
Yeah. And it's like in like a theater setting.
Yeah, I actually would really like to go.
Really?
Yeah. I wouldn't be so fussed about hearing Adele live like in any other circumstance, but I feel like an intimate show like that, it would be really like special.
Yeah, it does look very special. That's why it kind of makes sense that they are so expensive.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was a fan recently and so he was apparently like, was he live streaming or was he just doing it on his GoPro?
He was just filming it on his GoPro.
He was like filming it on his GoPro with his big old stick and all of that stuff, standing up, loudly singing and talking through songs, etc., etc. And obviously people were very pissed off because Adele has a very large array of fan ages.
Yeah.
And I can imagine a lot of the people there are probably like middle-aged people. You know? You've got to have money, you've got to be in Las Vegas. And people that are in Las Vegas at that age going to Adele, like, you're going to be older. If I'm in Las Vegas, I'm fucking getting battered and, like, I'm in the club, you know, not seeing Adele. But anyways, like, people kept coming up to him and telling him to sit down. And then Adele actually ended up defending him. Was he at the front of the stage?
So he was at the front of his area.
Okay.
Not, like, front of the stage.
Because it's a bit like the Royal Albert Hall type thing, like a theatre. Yeah. So there's, like, there's different, like... levels and segments and stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so yeah, but let's talk about etiquette. Would you have gone up and told him to shut up?
It was, you see, everybody on Twitter was defending him, and I do agree that in the sense of like, it's a fucking concert, like you aren't gonna, if you want to have a clear obstructed view, watch a live stream. You're not gonna get that in a concert, and you should expect that in any concert you're gonna go to. Do I also kind of think like holding up a GoPro stick would piss me off? Yes. Yeah. Especially if I've spent so much for a ticket, I would get pissed off if like some guy was holding up a GoPro stick. Also, like, everybody who was going up was older, so like maybe like they actually probably couldn't stand up for the whole 2 hours or however long it is. So I kind of see both sides. I kind of think, I don't know. I see both sides, and I but then it's like, so what is the right thing to do? And I don't really think there is a right thing to do. I think it's just up to you.
I just think that the thing is, it's hard because I stand with you, but like, I literally agree with you, but it's, I think that if it's an issue that people don't want, where to the point where security can be called and then it ends up actually disrupting the whole performance, then they should just ban it.
Yeah. Because for example, when I went to Stormzy last week, was that last week? Well, I don't know when it was. This girl was like at the back of the section and she was like tutting and like kicking people like for being in the way. I turned around, I was like, what is your fucking problem? Like, you're at a fucking Stormzy concert.
Yeah.
But then I was like, that's Stormzy versus Adele.
Yeah, it's,
and you're stood in a field versus in a theater.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I think it's unspoken stuff. So at a festival, you would expect, which is why there's usually young people going to a festival in a park where it could potentially rain and it's just a bit shitty. You know, you kind of know that kind of anything goes there apart from like actually fighting people. But then in like a theater, that is, you kind of follow the theater of the etiquette of the theater. So I would expect someone, I mean, I don't know. I would definitely be pissed off, but.
Actually, I'm taking back what I said. If I've spent this amount on a ticket, I'm doing what the fuck I want.
That's what he said.
Yeah, if I've spent $1,000 on a ticket, I do not give a shit about anyone else's experience.
I mean, you've got to have, you've got to have the fucking balls to do it.
Because I'm like, I have paid for my experience. I've not paid. Have I paid for you? Have you paid for me? Why? Like, what? This isn't a group project. I have come on my own to watch this person, so I'm going to have the experience that I want.
Yeah.
And if you have a problem with it, then pay more and go front row.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I get that, but I personally just wouldn't do that because I don't know. It's just. But like, I find people like that.
But then maybe it's because you don't have that, like, with that thing with Adele. Like, say if it was like your favorite, because he was like, it's my favorite, it's literally my one chance to see my world's favorite artist. I'm not going to sit there and cross my legs and tap my feet. Like, I'm going to get up and sing the song.
Yeah, and that's what comes with, you know, liking music.
Yeah, that's what I said. If you want an undisruptive view, watch a fucking live stream.
Yeah, and everyone's going to be like, all the fans are going to be so different. I guess people think, oh, it's just going to be loads of like older people, you know, sitting around and, you know, being very cordial, but you're going to get the wild ones too.
As Adele, like Adele literally said on the stage, she was like, like, I want people to come and have a good time. Like, even for, like, the artist doesn't want to sing to a room of people just sat watching them, like, not singing, like, blank face. Like, obviously the environment and the whole atmosphere and the experience in general. Like, I think when I went to watch Beyonce, a huge part, I watched Beyonce twice, and a huge part and reason why the second time was so much better, granted it is, like, Beyonce versus Adele, but like a huge part of why the second time I went to watch Beyonce was so much better is because everybody around me was singing it and knew like the words. The first time I went, I was like sat with people who didn't know Beyonce and was sat like just like watching it like blank face, like not singing any words other than for fucking like her most like bait songs. Whereas when I went to go watch it the second time, I was downstairs in like the pit and like everybody knew all the words and it was so much better of an experience. Like, it adds so much to the atmosphere. The whole reason why you go to a concert is not just to watch the person, it's for the whole atmosphere and environment. Like, I'm not going to, like, if I want to watch that, I'll just watch the tour documentary when it comes out. So fuck those old people. And I said it.
He said it. Don't fuck them.
No, and old people make me cry.
They're not that old.
Yeah, they were like 40.
You know what's so off topic? Yeah, sorry. Talking about old people. Do you know that, what's her name? Nana something.
On Nana TikTok. B?
Yeah, Nana B. You know she's only like 63.
Really?
She's like the same age as my mum.
Apparently she's evil.
She's rude as fuck. That woman is rude as fuck, please. She goes in on people in the comments. Like, she has bare attitudes.
That whole breed of TikTok of fame, like Elphaba, Chelsea Lee R, Nana B, like, is the worst thing to ever happen to the internet.
Facts.
Ever. Like, these people should have never been given access to a social media platform.
But you know who I'm loving? And this is to do with the weekend and music and stuff, is fucking Sea China. I love that woman.
Oh my God, wait, I wanted to speak about her in the intro when we speak about festivals. Do you see Tion Wynn brought her out already?
Yes.
Oh my God, I fucking love her. And do you know what makes this, do you know what makes her so fucking iconic? That she did her first ever live performance at Pussy Palace.
Did she?
Yeah.
When was that?
After UK Black Pride.
Oh.
That was her first ever live performance.
I love her.
I fucking love her.
She's so good. She has so much energy and just how she is and stuff. And she, like, the way I've heard her talk about, like, what she does, and she's, like, completely independent and everything. And I rate it, man. I actually do rate it.
Yeah. I love her.
And she knows what the fuck she's doing. She's older as well, isn't she?
And also, shout out Tion Wynn for bringing her out, because a lot of other people wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people were saying, UK don't give, you know how like over in the US like loads of people gave like Ice Spice the platform, like everybody was saying, like over here in the UK, like, we do not give our female rappers like that sort of like big up, and like,
especially like you can see that the people are loving it, like people love Sea China more than I've seen anyone love any of Tion Wynn songs, do you know what I mean? So I'm happy that she's getting her bag.
But even like, we have good UK female rappers, but, like, they make no sort of commercial dent in the industry because no one wants to give them a platform.
Time,
like, Miss Banks,
I don't know one Miss Banks song.
Really?
Give me one, tell me.
Snack, Click, Bluff.
Wait, are these all, like, individual names or something?
Yeah.
So,
Bluff was one of my favourite songs of last year.
How does it go?
No, but you know Snack.
How does it go?
When I stepped in looking like a snack.
Oh, yeah.
And you probably know, oh, you'll know anything I do, they do too. Look like me. They want to look like me.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
See, that's what I'm saying. Why do I not know this?
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like no one, like, do you know how, like, Taylor Swift, like, put Ice Spice on it? I mean, that was for questionable reasons.
Yeah. But still,
like, Drake and Sexy Red.
Yeah.
Like, you're not seeing Central Cee doing that with any of our female rappers.
Facts. Men here are selfish.
They are. It is time for a quick break now, but we'll be back after this to discuss the brand new season of Celebs Go Dating.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back. Celebs Go Dating is back on our television screens. I'm not a massive fan. I just watch this, like, it's always someone weirdly interesting on there. This season we have Lottie Moss.
Yeah. It's one of those shows where I don't know a single person who will sit down and watch a whole episode, but I'll watch those clips start to end every time they come up on my TikTok.
I'm just interested in what's going on. What's going on in your love life, babe? Like, why are you not in a relationship? I thought you could get anyone.
But Vanessa Feltz is on it.
Who?
Vanessa Feltz. Vanessa Feltz. Google her. You'll recognise her face instantly.
Is that the old lady?
And she just broke up with her husband or something.
Oh, yeah, from Loose Women.
I don't know. She's
the one with the black guy. Yeah. She's with that black guy.
Yeah.
Oh, she was branded uppity and unbearable after a cringe date. Fuck, I might need to start watching this.
You know what? I couldn't deal with... But the thing that I don't understand about how people... Like, what are people getting invested in on this show? Because you know that none of these people are going to date any of these people they're dating in the real world. Has there ever been one successful couple from this show? No.
Yeah, but I think it's just to see, like, how these people actually are on a day, considering that most of them, it's not, because a lot of the time when you're like, think about a dating show, obviously being an ex-reality TV star, I do get how hard it is to, like, go on a date on TV, but these people are used to, like, being on TV, so, like, they shouldn't really find it that awkward.
Right.
So therefore, like, it should be.
I'm not viewing it as real, though. When I'm watching this day, I'm not like, this is a real day. I'm like, this is literally just like because you want to be relevant and paid.
Yeah, no, fair enough. That's actually a good fucking point. Do they get paid? How much do you think?
I don't think a lot. I don't think they'd get paid that much. I think they do it more for, like, relevancy rather than fame. I mean, pay. Because, you know, they will make more probably from, like, an Instagram deal than...
Yeah,
no, because it's quite a lot of filming. They film for, like, 6 weeks. Because I follow Chloe Burrows on Snapchat and she's been filming this for time.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
But what I have seen from it is the whole sort of, like, Chloe and Toby, who, if you don't know, they were the couple on Love Island and they broke up and Chloe's now on the show. And Chloe's, like, going into, like, detail... Which, I mean, it's fine, about her ex and, like, their love life and their breakup and stuff. And I'm just like, I physically could not do this. Like, I couldn't watch myself on national television talking about, like, why I broke up with my ex.
Yeah, but they probably have to, though.
Yeah, I know, but, like, I was just like, I couldn't do the show. Like, I couldn't sit and, like...
Oh, right, yeah.
I would just be like, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, it's just... I know. That's the thing with, like, all this. Once you do this stuff public, like, you have to keep riding with it.
Yeah,
it's a commitment.
It's literally, like, signing your life up to just, like...
Yeah, otherwise you're just not relevant, because the only things you're relevant for are usually the things that you don't want to talk about.
Yeah, like, your love life.
Yeah.
And I couldn't...
Just, oh... Like, God forbid, touch wood, obviously, I hope me and my boyfriend aren't going to break up, but fuck me. If we ever do, having to explain to everyone...
Yeah.
It'll just be so long. I'll just have to do something so fucked up so I can just, like, have a new name for something else.
But, like, also, like, just, like, even you trying to process a breakup and trying to move on and forget, and all your comments just being like, are you still with... Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Is everything okay with it? Oh, yeah. My God, I've seen... And it's just like, how are you supposed to move on? And then you have to address it to stop the comments. And even when you address it, the comments are still not going to stop because everyone's not going to see the addressing thing. Like,
Just start commenting back on people. It's like, why the fuck do you care? Why are you so nosy?
But I also get it because when someone breaks up, I'm so. Oh my god,
I'm
so.
I'm looking through those comments, so you better fucking reply.
Yeah. Also, Lottie Moss is on it.
It's so weird because I was saying to you outside, like, I didn't even know Lottie Moss was like. Kate. I knew she was Kate Moss's sister, like, only as of recently.
Right.
Because of. She's just so. Like. She's just quite rogue. Like you said that she's got a face tattoo and everything.
Yeah.
Now that's rogue. I love face tattoos, by the way.
She says that she left her modeling agency to do OnlyFans.
I just saw
which obviously is quite different to Kate.
Yes.
So a lot of people were comparing and contrasting the two, and I think she was speaking about on the show how she doesn't like being compared. I mean, it must be hard because it's like I couldn't even like especially when your sibling is so specifically famous for one special thing and they were so good at that one special thing. And it's not like, if you're older, I'm trying to think of the right word to word this. Models is like, you don't necessarily need a talent. You just have to be good looking.
Yeah.
Something like a singer, if you want to go into singing or acting, you have to specifically go into that. You have to like want to be a singer or be good at singing. Yeah. So it's not, but if your older sibling is an extremely famous model, then from a young age, you're just being put into that before you even like get like a sort of almost free will and brain power. And but it's before you're even at an age where you can decide if you want to do it or not. Like it's just kind of expected because modeling is less, and I'm not trying to like say it's not hard, but I mean in terms of like pure factor, like you need less of a skill set to get into modeling than you do to like be a singer or be an actor. So I can kind of get how like it's just like you get put into that before you even have a choice of wanting to do it.
Mark Francis, he is on it, the guy from Made in Chelsea. I like him though. I think he's fucking great TV.
Yeah.
I feel like this lineup was actually okay.
It is. I just don't like, as I said, I don't like it because it's just not real. They'd be better off just getting a bunch of other celebrities and doing it like a celeb dating celeb show. Because that's realistically going to be where it's actually going to be real and probably going to be more drama. Because no offense, and I don't mean this in a rude way to any of the celebrities on the show, but they're not going into those dates being like, this could be a real thing.
Yes. And this is not a real thing to people that have like regular jobs.
Yeah.
Celebs 9 times out of 10 will not.
But also like, as you said, they're sort of like regular, I say in inverted quotations, people who they get onto the show to like go on the dates, like they're going into this also knowing that it's not going to be a relationship. It's just like, oh, I might as well go on TV.
Yes, yeah.
So the whole concept of the show.
No, they definitely want to be
They
dating.
Want to, but they know that it's not probably going to happen.
Well, some people are deluded. Adam Collard's on it as well.
I'm sick of Can Adam Collard.
Go home.
Get a job.
How old is he now? This man is.
He's not that old. I think he's like not that much older.
Oh, 27.
Yeah.
Shit, I really thought he was like 34.
It's like Katie. Like everybody was like going on about Katie's age. It's like she's literally not that old.
Yeah.
She's literally 27. But yeah.
And Chloe Burrows is.
Chloe Burrows is older. I think Chloe Burrows is like 28, 29.
Oh. How old is Oh, she's 25. Okay, interesting. Well, that's that. I mean, if it's good, then please let us know.
Yeah.
If you should start watching it. I will stick to watching the clips, though.
I love how TikTokers now, not TikTokers, but people on TikTok will just upload a clip or something.
Yeah.
I've got, like, so much, like, stuff that I can say I've watched now.
Mm-hmm.
You know those clips of movies which they upload in, like, 24 parts?
Yes.
Like, I'll watch part 3 of it and I'll meet someone that's like, I'm going to watch this film the other day. Like, I've literally watched, like, 2 one-minute clips. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to watch that film. Yeah, it's really good. Thank you so much for joining us on this week's episode of Pop Off. If people want to find you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at YouTube at Isla Loba and TikTok at Isla.
And you can find me on YouTube, Instagram and TikTok at Looking for Lewis. You can also follow the Pop Off account on Instagram and TikTok at Pop Off Podcast. We would love to hear your thoughts on everything we discussed today. Would you have let your boyfriend be in a SZA music video? Would you stand up in an Adele concert? Let us know. We're on tenterhooks. Make sure you subscribe and rate the show 5 stars. The production team is Katie Baxter and Temi Adebayo, and we will see you next week for a brand new episode.
Ciao.
Bye.
Pop Off is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Hold up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know? With Seresto, you can fit and forget about your pet's flea and tick treatment for the next 7 to 8 months in just one application. Seresto Flea and Tick Control Collar provides long-lasting, clinically proven flea and tick protection for both cats and dogs. So you can say goodbye to monthly applications and hello to long-lasting protection. Simply fit and forget about fleas and ticks with Seresto from now until October. Find out more at seresto.co.uk and to find your local store.